The following podcast contains strong language as well as substantial sexual and adult content. Listener discretion is advised, as well as thinking before you speak. Hey party people, you ever just have one of those days? Well, we do here at Browser History too. Mainly it's days that planes flying overhead are abundant or you just can't seem to make your mouth say the words that your brain is thinking. So please enjoy these blooper reel worthy moments.
Our sponsors are the best.
Aren't they though?
Mm-hmm. They so are, my god. Now, where were we? Oh, right. This Week in Sex!
This Week in Sex!
Oh, it's a plane.
Jesus
Christ! Bloopers, where are these going in the bloopers? Whole episode on bloopers.
Oh my god, I could do an entire bonus episode of just us fucking up.
Bonus episode of bloopers, and that's what you're gonna get. There's a plane! Ah! There's another one!
I get all of my vaginal details from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Great!
This elusive creature has eluded scientists for millennia. But that's only because all of those scientists have been male. As it turns out, a well-trained female scientist can locate a labia majora in less than 5 seconds.
And the writer of the author. Oh fuck, forget it. I was gonna make a cervix joke and then I couldn't get there and I quit.
Tipping
your hat and being like, at your cervix.
Well, no, on My Dad Wrote a Porno, they don't like the dad.
Oh, he knows nothing about female anatomy.
He knows nothing about the female anatomy, and the porno writer, the father, he cannot. He talks about tickling the cervix or grabbing
her by the cervix.
And
okay, Trump. What
no.
the?
Yeah.
But like,
how do you?
Just no.
Okay. Anyways,
because he doesn't understand where the cervix is,
or he's just really into fisting. Anyways,
he just thinks he's hitting the cervix when
and
he is
not butt fisting.
Not butt fisting. Not.
Article interviewed 3 women at different ages, 28, 18, and 21, and asked them all about why they started watching lesbian porn and what they like about it. And here are some of those highlights.
And not Highlights Magazine.
No.
For children.
Find the difference.
Find the difference between these three.
Goofus doesn't eat ass.
Gallon eats whatever's put in front of him. Oh, you know Goofus doesn't ask for consent.
Mm. Okay, I'm sure there are all those same, like, young Gen Zers that we were talking about 5 seconds ago. Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
But have they never been to a doctor's office?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I don't know if
because
I've seen
they grew up the age of Game
second.
Boy. They didn't have to entertain themselves.
They
with
didn't look
fucking...
around. They still haven't looked around. They probably don't even know what a fucking tree looks like.
Oh, we sound so old right now.
Sorry,
anyways.
Gen Z. You guys are gonna really save us. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not doing shit for my world, but you are going to save me and pay for my medical care.
Yeah, we crawled so you guys can run and just
you're
run.
You're fucking welcome.
Run along. Run along.
Run along.
Run along, little doggy.
We'll just lay on this razor wire. We'll continue to lay on it.
Oh, yeah. This made me think of Matthew Shepard.
Oh, no.
Whoa!
We're gonna cut that out.
We are having a lot of problems with planes tonight. We'll just go ahead and mention it if it happens to get in the podcast, just because it could be funny. No, it ain't. It's just annoying.
I wanted to say though that speaking back to like the porn, going back to the acting thing, all straight stepbrother gay porn starts with the one brother on a bed in his room, throwing a baseball up in the air.
Yeah, so many. Baseball,
just
not football.
Chilling.
Baseball.
Always. Well, sometimes it's a football. Okay. But you're just like, and then you're just like, I have never in my life, myself or seen anyone else,
anyone
just
throwing a baseball,
just tossing a baseball in your room, waiting for someone to come in. Like,
There's no way my mom would have been so pissed. Like she'd have been like,
or one of them starts jacking off and walks in on the other one.
Yeah,
that's
the other one's carrying the baseball. Then walking by. It's just a common theme that I could live without.
I totally walked in on my brother jacking off though before. Mm-hmm. That was traumatizing for both of us. He was watching Lord of the Rings.
Oh, no.
Also, probably a reason why we are not attracted to each other. Because I was like,
because you don't have pointy ears.
Yeah. And also, I'm not Liv Tyler. So, like, yeah. I think it's a little bit of that. But Liv Tyler wasn't even on. It was like, she had probably just gotten off. And then it was like,
and he so was did to. He.
Yeah.
Hold on. There we go.
Oh, high plane.
Yeah, that's the loudest one we've had so far. Like, I've heard other ones, but that one's real loud.
That is the aliens and they're coming.
Now I just keep envisioning a line of men waiting to come in, Rachel.
I love
she
it.
Got that. She got that Helen of Troy pussy yeah. that just wants, like, I want men yeah. to okay, launch ships.
They, yeah. That's really so is. Powerful, Queen. Though.
It's like they're like, my soldiers.
I want a soldier.
That is oh my amazing. God, yes. I've never had that image, but now I feel like it's gonna pop in.
You should. It feels great.
No, and I definitely yeah. want for like a female rabbit to be like, I got that Helen of Troy pussy.
Yeah.
Lizzo would say it.
Yeah, well, Lizzo would say that. She'd like, be like, men starting wars over this puss. Mm. Trying to get in here.
You already don't know what you're doing.
Well, I guess it depends on the threesome. Like, if you're getting double teamed for your first sexual experience, I feel like that'd be quite magical. Oh. Do you get?
I mean, like, I did just watch. I mean,
we're about to get magically double teamed. Do you know what I'm trying to set us up for? God damn it! You're the worst. How are you an
improv?
Yeah, how are you an improv actor?
I'm not.
Yes, he's never claimed that.
I've never taken an improv class.
Clearly,
I'm all about no.
You're a and no.
A no but. He's a no butter.
A no but.
Anyway.
Fuck you, Chip Bagair.
Fuck you. Fuck you indeed.
I don't mind it.
What if we all just like lifted up cards? At the end of your ad read.
So like, I give that one a 6.
No, I did.
Out of 10 inches.
It is annoying. It
six
is
out annoying. Of 10 inches.
I used to be really anti-chip air, and then I don't like my chips broken up that much. I get it. I understand the chip bag air. I've grown. All right. Okay, wait, sorry, that's me. That is why you're looking at me. I thought you needed me to elaborate on my opinion. I apologize. I'm going to keep going with
Jesus
the show.
Jesus H. Roosevelt Christ.
I'm just really lost in translation today.
I also have orzo pasta, yeah. An entire fucking bowl of it.
Oh, God. See, Orson Welles is the one impression I can't do, and that's basically what Brain was.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, he was an Orson Welles. Anyways, I can do Jim Biden. What are we going to do tonight?
The same thing. I can't do it either.
Okay.
Anyway, this week in
outtakes.
We'll just keep trying to get our brain impressions down by the end of this. There's that plane again. It's the time of the night. It's an airplane.
It's loud. That was a great jingle, actually. Wow.
It's an airplane. I have way too many jingles, although.
I'm imagining like a cheesy like 80s like
it's like the what, love
like a Moonstruck kind of vibe or moonlighting vibe where it's like the theme song and then the show is just
do you
airplane.
Like jingle your life?
I do.
Watching Netflix in my sweatpants, eating a whole sleeve of saltines.
Yeah. Wish I could have a soda, but it's in the fridge, and I'm on my bed, and I'm comfy. Like, all day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if I had to do an impromptu musical, it could happen.
Everything would sound like a jingle.
Yeah, it wouldn't be full on musical. It would just be jingle. You'd just be watching TV. That's what it would be. And then I would cut into different TV shows. Anyway.
I either like to 90s R&B my life or like jock rock.
Yeah.
Like just, yeah.
I have songs for people that I work with too.
I'm going to watch all of Newsroom again, even though I've seen it 50 times. Yeah.
Yeah. Like. When I work with Peter Chica, I always sing, Peter Chica, he knows how to throw a party. Peter Chica, he's managing the party. Peter Chica, he has a mustache.
Yeah,
that's how we start the next episode. What's fappening? It's
fappening time.
Nah, yeah. Well, I like watch what fappens live.
Yeah.
Anywho,
we don't fuck up a lot, but when we do,
It's pretty funny. To finish out our bonus episodes, here are a few remaining clips of tangents and things that didn't make it into any of our main episodes. Enjoy!
Right, right, true. Because she says, yeah, fingernails is another huge thing. Cut your bloody fingernails, mate. Otherwise, it's going to be really fucking painful.
I want to meet Sally. I want to be friends with her.
I know, yeah, right? Sure. Yeah. Like, I just, like, I can't even, like, I have to trim and file my nails just to like, graze my booty hole. I can't even imagine. Ugh, God.
Yeah. I'm notoriously, don't cut my nails very often.
You look like a Disney villain.
Thank you. That is one of the best compliments I've ever received.
You're so sweet.
It's just so sweet. Oh my God.
Because, I mean, all Disney villains are basically gay men and drag queens anyway.
Oh, that's true. Ursula, Jafar.
Hades. Literally flaming.
Yes.
Yeah, Scar. But Hades is very kind of dude, a little bro-y too.
Watch it again.
Hey, my name's Hades, Lord of the Damned.
Just watch it again, trust me.
Oh yeah, and Maleficent.
Maleficent, the OG drag queen, the Snow White's queen.
Snow White's queen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grimhilda.
Absolutely, Grimhilda.
That's her name.
And what's her name from Madame Medusa from The Rescuers? Mm. There's literally a scene where she peels off her eyelashes.
Yeah. Okay. You are aware that women also wear false eyelashes, women, right?
Yes, but it fits the theme.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, as we started, then I was with you, and then I was like, oh.
And it's why I have a theory that there's an inherent kinkiness to former Catholics, especially.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, you're naughty, you're shameful. And it's like, after a while, it's like, yes, Father, tell me how bad I've been. Oh,
no. That's good.
I know.
Trailer.
And yeah,
different
like
kind of screaming out, "Daddy!"
Yeah.
Well,
Father,
bless, fuck me, Father, for I have sinned and I want to sin some more.
Sweet Mary, full of grace.
Just about to be full of something else too. If you're going to date somebody, don't let them listen to this episode for a while.
Yeah, maybe
Well, because I've been single for a really long time and I don't see it changing, so.
Okay, as long as that's your choice.
Whatever. I got stood up the other day, it's fine.
Fuck that.
I think that's the problem is he can't.
Yeah. Fuck his brother. Oh, God.
Only child. So that you know of. Right. That's true because I'm also adopted. Yeah. So that's the thing.
I was going to bring that up. I was like, it kind of makes sense.
Is that I have never not known that I was adopted. Yeah. I think that it goes back to what I was saying earlier. It's like only child taken away from major family members on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of time alone as a kid.
Yeah.
Like playing by myself or reading. Or, like, there was one point before I developed friendships with peers that I would spend a lot of time, like, hanging out in a tree in my backyard just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, I did not have a lot of social relationships with really anybody until I was in my mid to late teens.
Yeah. I kind of have the same thing with, like, I mean, I had two other siblings. But they played a lot of video games together. I spent a lot of time alone. And, like, I also, like, spent it with... We had a housekeeper growing up. So my best friend was my housekeeper. But then we moved and she died when I was 10. So I didn't have a best friend. We grew up on a dirt road. And, yeah, I spent a lot of time not being in a tree because my mom didn't let us climb trees because we'd break our necks. So I just looked at a lot of trees, though.
But you at least had a brother.
Yeah.
So it's like there's at least that relationship that was developing.
Yeah, like not really. Like, the like sibling-wise, like, I wasn't really a part of it. I was admitting to, like, my fuck buddy recently that I was like, yeah, I used to jet out of your house because you did not have any food in your fucking house. And when I wake up, I want food. And you never had food, so I never stayed more than a second.
I never want food when I wake up.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, though, I don't normally make, like, this quiche that I made all of you is a quiche version of the omelet that I normally make when someone's
I know
over.
I was so promised I an omelet and I showed up and there was quiche.
I'm sorry, because I can't can't sit there and fry everything. Yeah. Okay, I can't fry
I'm not mad
an omelet and your French toast and
I
your house browns.
I appreciate everything that you did.
Okay. For the record, I made PB&J French toast, I made spinach, goat cheese, and sun-dried tomato quiche, and I made spaghetti squash hash browns.
Which, and this is the first episode we're recording at RJ's, as opposed to my house,
which is why it's so echoey.
I've only provided alcohol.
Right, oh, and I did mimosas, yeah. I got 3 liters of champagne.
I mean, still not enough, but okay.
There's an Albertsons right there. Go
There's
get
an
more.
Albertsons?
There is!
I haven't seen an Albertsons outside of Florida.
Anywho, but no, if you want more champagne, go get some because I bought all the rest.
You could have been the right in front of my salad lady.
This really could have. Except she wasn't a sales rep unless they made a sequel I didn't know about, which knowing men.com, I'm sure they've...
Well, yeah, there's Get Your Dick Out of My Son.
Wait, what is this?
Literally.
What is this?
Oh, no.
A couple years ago, there was this porn where like...
Was it? It was last year.
No, it was
they
like
just did
at
SNL,
least 2 years
like,
ago.
A slight SNL spoof on it with
what?
Emma Stone. Yeah, kind of
oh,
like
yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like Get Your Dick Out of My Husband. They didn't say it, but she went in knowing it was a porn, but was the actor the actress in a
I
porn.
I saw that sketch. Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah,
super
funny.
So funny.
Super
funny.
How
yes.
could you? Yeah.
Jared. I think it was Jared. I don't remember.
I think it was.
It sounds
yeah.
right.
It sounds right.
But yeah, no, there was this one porn, I swear it was at least 2 years ago. I feel like it's really old now, that this woman was like eating a salad that her personal chef had made for her. And then while getting fucked by her like boyfriend or husband, and then at some point she just suddenly realizes that there are two men fucking in front of her, and she's like, really? Right in front of my salad, and then like leaves, and then they keep fucking.
Oh my god!
And then there was like a recent one where
wasn't one of them a Trump supporter too? Like one
oh,
of the
I don't know.
Really, right in front of my president.
Oh my god!
But there was a recent one where like a stepdad was hooking up with a stepson, and then the mom walks in, and they. She's like, he's like sucking the stepdad's dick, and she walks in and she goes, oh, get your dick out of my son.
Wow,
that's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that particular moment wasn't even actually like part of the regular porn scene that had already happened. This was like the coda. Like the after credits scene.
Just like a little improv. Like, okay guys, do whatever you want this time.
Yeah,
I have spreadsheets for my TV shows. So,
I have spread sheets many times.
Okay. Yeah, Scorpio. Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a very stereotypical Scorpio.
Me too.
But it's also, I joke, it's because I'm a double Scorpio.
Me too.
Kind of.
Wait, what's yours?
Kind of, because it's like my rising is Capricorn, but then my moon is Pisces.
Okay.
So I joke I'm like a double Scorpio because you get that soft, chewy center, but then that very tough.
Wow. Exterior, yeah. Like the scorpion. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm an actual double scorpion. Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. Like
sun
a moon.
And rising.
Yeah. Oh, and rise. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My moon's in Pisces as well.
Were you born the same year?
90? Okay, okay, close.
I'm Year of the Dragon, which means in primal astrology, I'm a Jaguar, which is really fun. Well, I have two of the sexiest signs. I have Scorpio and Dragon. Like, that's...
Yeah.
If that doesn't get me laid, I don't know what will. in the occult circles.
You're so good.
Yeah. I'm Scorpio and horse, and we all know what... We all know about Mr.
We all know what horses...
Horses are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're dicks, right?
Yeah, they dicks. There's a video of dicks. Yeah. There's a video of a girl fucking a horse and then she died.
And there's the real story of Mr. Hands too, who died. Yeah,
yeah, the guy
who tried to fuck a horse.
Well, that's supposedly how Catherine the Great died as well. Like, yeah. she really did fuck her horse. Whoa. But they had a whole thing.
Horses are hot.
I mean, talk about a size queen.
Yeah.
It takes a person, a certain person to fuck a horse.
Yeah, we haven't done that episode yet.
not yet.
Yeah, we're saving the audience. Yeah, I don't. After doing incest, we kind of wanted to let.
Yeah, one more reason sex magic really can work is because
horses. Sorry, I had to. I'm sorry.
is because now you stirred me up. JK. is because you're getting a release, a physical release, and the other part of manifesting is to have that really good feeling in the present tense and not be super holding on with a tight grip.
No, this is something that makes no fucking sense to me. Is like, how are you going to have this Unite the Right rally and the cornerstone of your sort of little nighttime thingy is a bit of culture that you didn't even invent? Like, tiki torches are, it's in the name. Like, it's, they're Polynesian, and you can't, like, your race is supposedly superior, and yet you can't even, like, you it's can't even do your own hate rally without appropriating other cultures. I'm just like, I know I'm supposed to be offended by that, but that to me is like a funnier joke than anybody could ever possibly write. It is hysterical to me.
There's a conundrum with, can you be racist and capitalist at the same time? Because capitalist is kind of anti-racist.
It really is, because people of color are...
sell to everybody.
Well, that and people of color are also more ingenuitous or, you know, mm-hmm. industrious mm-hmm. or whatever the fuck you want to... Like, oppression breeds, invention. Like, creativity. Yeah. Necessity is the mother of invention, so... It's just, anywho, I laugh every time I think about it, mm-hmm. and I think about it a lot, like more than I should.
Would you like to do a tiki torch commercial?
And no. I was just like, no, I was just going to end with, this has been RJ Renz.
I mean, there could be a whole fucking sec. Yeah. Like, if we're going to make this a thing, I can make this a thing. Yeah, it's like, this is. I have.
He's going to go Beyonce on the group. Yeah. He's going to go do his RJ rant thing.
God, one of my favorite things at FSU was running on that track when the water polo yes. was...
Yes, yes. The swim team, the water polo team, any team. There was an indoor track in the gym, and it circled the pool.
Because the pool was at the bottom level, and then above it,
windows.
And there were windows.
And so I strategically ran and walked at certain points during
my... Oh, my...
That's hot.
God. Yeah.
And sometimes they'd get up on the diving board, so they were closer to you.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Sploosh.
Total sploosh.
100%.
Whatcha fappin' to? The new segment.
Whatcha fappin'?
Actually, is that, should that be the new?
Whatcha packin'?
No, whatcha fappin'?
Whatcha fappin'?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, what you fappin? Should that or watch what's fappin?
Watch what's fappin.
Oh,
we'll see.
Watch
what's fappinin', guys.
Well, that about does it for our bonus episodes. We'll have brand spanking new content coming to your podcast feed soon. Maybe even about spanking. But until then, don't have sex in front of your salad, eat all your brunch food, and don't forget to clear your browser history. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It lets us know you're having a good time and helps others to find the show. You can also tweet or DM us. We're at BrowserPod across all social media platforms. And you can also find us individually at DammitRJ, at the.laura.j, and me, at BikeMowers. Thanks!